Catholic Vitamins, Vitamin P, Psalms.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's Nasal Norman. No, it's Deacon Tom.
And Dee. Only one of us is nasally.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a head cold, so I hope that I won't distract you from being able to listen and learn something about Catholic Vitamins. And speaking about Catholic Vitamins, Dolores.
Oh, dear. I must be in trouble.
No, you're not in trouble. What is today's Catholic Vitamin?
Vitamin P, as in Psalms.
Not songs, like S-O-N-G-S.
Right. It's hard to say.
I know it is. I know. Well, we're glad to be back with you. We have been on a little bit of a seasonal break. But as we come out of New Year's, we back up in our mind and say, we wish you beautiful, belated Christmas blessings and blessings of Epiphany, the day that Christ manifests himself, and, of course, of the new year, 2010. So, dear, what happened for us over Christmas time?
Well, you were a little busy. You did the Christmas Vigil Mass, and then you did 9 o'clock Mass on Christmas morning, and then that was supposed to be it, but the other deacon couldn't handle the 11 o'clock, so you volunteered to stay for that one. And then after that, we hopped in the car and drove down to the valley, went to our daughter's house, had a really nice visit there for a few hours, and a wonderful, wonderful prime rib dinner fixed by our son-in-law.
Michael is an awesome cook. He's an awesome son-in-law, too. And Barbara, our daughter, is blessed. So we had time with the three girls in that family, the two youngest ones, our granddaughters, and our step-granddaughter, Dana.
Who's a teenager.
Yep, and she's a driving teenager. Get off the roads, folks.
It was a little noisy that day because they got a brand new puppy right before Thanksgiving. And so this was the first that our two dogs met their new dog. And our two old lady dogs didn't care too much for this kind of vibrant puppy hopping around in their face.
Yeah, one paw up and that dog, a Wheaton Terrier, would swat them on the side of the head. All he was doing was playing.
He was being playful.
Yeah.
So we end up, in order to have a quiet dinner, we put our two dogs out in the car while we ate and then brought them back in later.
Well, I want to say a word about gifts, dear, because I had a couple gifts that I want to talk about. Folks, pay attention to this. My main Christmas gift, are you ready for this? My main one was a steam mop for the floors. Dee, where is the romance? Dee?
It's a practical gift, and since you usually clean the kitchen tile and bathroom tile floors, I just wanted to get you something that would make the job easier.
Are you ladies listening?
Well, I don't know if he's buying this.
Yeah, and then I got two books, both of them Sue Grafton books, and I'm in the middle of, not the middle, but I'm in the early pages of You is for Undertow, the latest Kinsey Millhone Detective Mystery. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that gift.
Hey, she's kind of like Catholic Vitamins. She follows the alphabet.
Oh, I didn't think
books.
About that.
Yeah. We have read many, many of her previous books, the early part of the alphabet.
And then for New Year's, we brought a new custom to our parish.
Hey, I didn't get to say what I got.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please. What'd you get? A steam mop for the floor? Hurry up.
No, I got a docking station for my iPod. It's something I wanted. It's a little Memorex mini docking station. It looks like a mini boombox. I just love it. It's the sound is really good on it. And you commented on that when you walked by the other day. But it makes ironing so much nicer now that I don't have cords wrapped around my arm and getting all tangled up.
Yeah. So the habit that we brought into New Year's in this parish is we open up at about 10:45, and I expose the Blessed Sacrament at 11, and we have adoration and prayer and quiet time from 11 until midnight or a few minutes after midnight.
Right. It's a wonderful way of bringing in the new year.
Yeah. We had some company over for dinner between Christmas and New Year's, parishioners that we enjoy spending time with.
One couple were the couple that we interviewed for Catholic Vitamin F family.
Yeah, the Kloss family came for dinner. And among other things that we did, Dee, was I fixed Danielle Bean's wet batter bread. And do you remember people commenting at the dinner about their bread?
It's good.
Yeah, it was very good.
You made two different kinds, actually.
I did. Wheat and white Danielle Bean. You're going into our favorite recipe folder for sure.
It was unusual. You didn't even use a bread machine for this particular style or recipe.
Well, our vitamin for this show is the Psalms. Are the Psalms? I'm not really sure the correct way to say that. The vitamin is the Psalms.
Yes, that sounds good.
And we will take a short musical break, and then we'll come back with a few thoughts on the Psalms before we bring you our guest. Well, dear friends, Vatican II urged the entire church to do the Liturgy of the Hours, also called the Divine Office in older days. Priests and deacons, you may know, say morning prayer and evening prayer. Some say more than that. The entire Liturgy of the Hour contains more than 150 psalms. Vatican II added some psalms to our liturgies. There are many emotions to the psalms: praise, lament, passion, thanksgiving. St. Augustine, a great searcher, testifies that it was the psalms being sung in Milan, that first attracted him to Christianity. Later he wrote that God taught us to praise him in the Psalms, not that we may get something out of it, but that we may be made better by it. Augustine wrote that by praising God we come to know him better. Psalms are considered divinely inspired. This makes them very important. If you're a wordsmith, you'll find a variety of forms of parallelism. You know, there's syntactic parallelism, there's repetitive parallelism. For example, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love. And as you'll hear, the Psalms are considered the gymnasium of the soul. Let's listen to our guest. Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is an absolutely prolific nun from the greater Cleveland area, but I'm sure that she's got a lot of dots on the map of places she's been and going. Our guest is Sister Kathleen Glavich. Did I pronounce that correctly, Sister?
That's right.
And Sister, we welcome you to Catholic Vitamins. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Well, we'll get into this word prolific in a moment. Would you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your family of origin, things like that?
Sure. I'd be glad to. I was born in Cleveland and spent almost all my life here. 1 year I was stationed in McLean, Virginia. I grew up in the inner city of Cleveland, which was full of ethnic neighborhoods. I have two sisters and a brother. My mother likes to say she has one daughter, a nurse, to take care of her health, and another daughter, a beautician, to take care of her body, a son to take care of her house, and a nun to take care of her soul.
How beautiful.
So that about sums up our family.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you are a sister of Notre Dame, and you've identified yourself as being from and now in the greater Cleveland area. Tell us some about your background, your education, and your vocation.
Oh, sure. Actually, I am a public school kid. I went to public school until the seventh grade, and that's when I was introduced full force to Jesus, because that was the topic of study in the seventh grade. And I had always wanted to be a teacher. That was my first love. And one day, sitting in the back of the classroom, I realized that I could be a sister and still be a teacher. So I kept that dream in my heart until after high school. And then shortly after I turned 18, I entered the convent. That was way back in 1965. And so since then, I have been living as a religious in Chardon, Ohio, and had a very interesting life, you know, much better than if I had planned it myself. Many of my best work has been as a teacher. I've been privileged to teach every grade from first to 12th in some capacity. And I got my schooling as I went to Notre Dame College of Ohio with a major in English, which is very helpful today as a writer, and a minor in math. And then I went on for my MA in secondary education English at the University of Minnesota. And since then, well, I've done my teaching, but then all of a sudden, I got this little veer in my journey of life to become a writer. And I started writing articles and then was asked to help out on different religion series and then started writing books. I always did my books on the side, more or less. I always told people, as I was writing religion series, that was my work writing. But then my fun writing was the books that I squeezed in on the side as a freelance writer for different publishers. A while ago, well, 7 years ago, I asked if I could do writing full time, and the community advised me to do something that involved people more. You know, I think they were afraid I would get funny being by myself all the time. And so I applied for a ministry at a parish, St. Dominic's in Shaker Heights. And I was working there part-time and writing part-time, but the parish took over my whole life. And so after a couple of years, I asked again to do full-time writing, and I've been so blessed because the community said yes. So for the past 4 years, I've been free simply to write, and it's wonderful. Like this year, I was able to write 5 books, and there are 2 more coming out in January. So writing now has become my passion, and that's where my heart is.
Sister, just as a sidebar, I do some work on other Catholic sites, and through this work, I've come to know many people who are involved in new media evangelization. One lady, Lisa Hendy, who has a Catholic Mom site and a Catholic Moments site that I do some writing and some recorded reflections on. She has just authored her first book. I just know she's going to want to talk to you. And there are a lot of people that are going to love hearing your story. So how many books have you written?
Oh, right now, if I don't count the textbook series, it's 50 books, more than 50, actually.
Oh, sister.
55 by now.
Absolutely.
I tell people that shows how old I am.
How beautiful. How absolutely beautiful. All right. Our topic today on Catholic Vitamins, and by the way, just for anybody joining us late, we're talking with Sister Kathleen Glavich from the Greater Cleveland area, and our topic is the Psalms, and I found you because I was doing some research on Psalms, and I think you have authored some words about the Psalms. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a book in my companion series, Catholic Companion series. It's called The Catholic Companion to the Psalms. So that's what you located there.
Great. Well, I want to share a story, Sister. When I was in deacon formation in the Denver area, Archdiocese of Denver, I think it was the second semester of the first year, or it might have been the next year, one of the wonderful nuns there was a professor, and we had a class on the Psalms. And, you know, some part of my weakness flared up in me, and I was thinking to myself, how could we spend a whole semester on the Psalms? It turned out to be just a wonderful course. And I'm reminded of a quote, at the moment I can't think who said it, that the Psalms are like the gymnasium of the soul, or something something close to that.
St. Ambrose said that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for the help. So would you begin to introduce us to the Psalms? Tell us a little bit about history or how they came together and things of that nature.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, first of all, the Psalms are actually prayer songs. They're meant to be sung. That's how they started out. Way back in Jewish history, the Jewish people would sing these songs in their temple, the Second Temple of Solomon, as part of their liturgy. They would also sing them on the way to the temple, and they would sing them at home and in their other services, prayer services. So over a course of a span of like 600 years, we're talking here like 1500 to 430 BC, these songs were sung by the Jewish people. And many people attribute them to King David, because in scripture he's spoken of as someone who played the harp to calm King Saul down. And actually they were written by many people over the course of time, and then combined into one book in what we know now as our Old Testament. And the Psalter has 150 of these psalms, and they're actually different collections put together. There's five different collections, and each one of these five collections in our book of 150 psalms ends with a doxology, a short prayer of praise to God. Now, when the Jewish people sang these psalms, they didn't do it the way we did. They added dancing, they moaned, they cried, they shouted, they did prostrations, they did choral singing. So what we pray in, say, a minute could take the Jewish people 2 hours to pray. It was more or less like a rock concert, a big production, and they used all kinds of instruments. We know that from Psalm 150, the last psalm, which is an exuberant prayer of praise to God, a fitting way to end this book of praise. And in there, it lists different instruments, you know, give praise to God with blasts on the horn and harp and lyre and tambourines and dance and flutes and strings. And so that's why so often, you know, we in our liturgies, we sing our psalms too, because they're meant to be sung there. So that's a little bit about the history of the psalms, how they got started.
Well, that's, that's just absolutely wonderful as a foundation for us considering the Psalms. Now, those listening might wonder why I would pick a, you know, with a little twinkle in my eye, pick the word Psalms as a Catholic vitamin, something to help us in our faith walk. I've decided that I want to try to read the Psalms again starting in the new year. And for someone who has not been around the Psalms very much, except maybe what they've heard in church, could you give us sort of an approach to starting to read or meditate or think about the Psalms?
Oh, sure. The Psalms, they cover the whole gamut of human emotions. Okay, somebody said that you can read them if you're glad or sad or mad or have been bad. You know, they express everything that's deep in our hearts. There are different types of psalms to match our different stages. You know, we say that the five purposes of prayer, the four purposes of prayer are symbolized by ACTS. Do you remember that acronym, A-C-T-S, for the ways that we pray? Adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. Well, all of those forms of prayer are found in the Psalms. And I think if we approach the Psalms with great reverence, for one thing, because these are the prayers that God gave us to pray. So, you know, these are the ones he wants us to pray. Furthermore, they're the Psalms that Jesus prayed. Jesus and Mary were good Jews. And so as Jews, they prayed the Psalms in their home, in the temple, in their worship services. I think most of all, though, we should approach the Psalms, as we do all of Scripture, as a love letter from God. You know, this is God speaking to us personally. And how do we read a love letter? we milk every word. We read between the lines. We read it slowly. We repeat things over and over again. We ponder the message there. And I think that is how we should approach the Psalms. You know, really go into the meanings of the Psalms. And one way to do that is by understanding the culture of the people who wrote them. And it's the footnotes in a good Bible that will give you clues to the meaning of the Psalms there. So I think reading them open to God's love. In fact, the word hesed is repeated, I think, some 86 times in the Psalms. Hesed means loving kindness. It focuses on God's loving kindness. So reading them with reverence, also with great openness to God's love, hearing God speak to us personally. And if you want some ideas for like how to go about praying them, you know, practically, that's, in all my books I'm very practical-minded, you know, giving people ideas. One way to pray the Psalms is by using them, lines in the Psalms as mantras, you know, repeating a line over and over again. I learned how to pray this way one Christmas day when my father was in the hospital. He had had a heart attack, and no one in my family had ever been sick that way before. So I went to the hospital on Christmas night. My dad had already been anointed. The machines were hooked up. And that night when I went home, I was petrified. And in bed, of course, I couldn't sleep. And suddenly, in my heart, I kept hearing the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd." It just kept repeating, very calming, like the waves on the shore, or a rocking chair, the rhythm of a rocking chair. But best of all, it made me sense God's presence there, that God was with me, and I was able to fall asleep. And the next night, or the next morning when I went back to the hospital, there were two men in my father's room. One was the doctor. The other was a male nurse who had spent the night taking care of my dad, working overtime on Christmas night. And his name was, believe it or not, Bob Shepherd.
Oh.
It was like a little courtesy of God, you know. But what I drew from that whole experience was the value of praying one-line Psalms as mantras, you know, repeating them over and over again. So I teach people this method, and I also have a book. It was actually reprinted this year by Paulus Press. It's called Prayer Moments for Every Day of the Year, and most of the prayers in that book are lines drawn from the Psalms there. I should mention, too, that we have to understand that the Psalms are poetry, because they're songs, they're poetry, but they're not our kind of poetry. So they don't rhyme, of course, because they weren't written in English, but it's the ideas that rhyme. And by that I mean so often in the Psalms, they have two lines in a row, and the second line repeats the same thing as the first line. For example, in Psalm 3, we have, "O Lord, how many are my foes?" And the second line is, "Many are rising against me." Now, isn't that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or sometimes, you know, the second line will be just the opposite, or it'll be an elaboration of it. There's different kinds of parallelism that they use. And there's a lot of repetition in the Psalms, and there's a lot of beautiful imagery. You know, metaphors and similes. Remember from English class, metaphors and similes?
Sure.
The Psalms are packed with these. Like, my favorite one is, there's a line that has God collecting our tears in a bottle.
Mm.
Isn't it poignant, you know, God collecting our tears in a bottle?
Sister, speaking of poignant and my own personal tenderness, Psalm 139 has been just in my heart and mind and soul for years.
Ah.
You know, God saw me as I was formed in the darkness, and he knew me from all times. It's just beautiful.
That's my favorite psalm.
Oh.
They have something in common.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, in my psalm book, I recommend doing something with that. You know, you can make the psalms very personal when you pray them. And one way to do that is to put your name in. As you read the psalm, you know, or change the pronouns around. I'd like to read you, like, what I did with Psalm 139. I'll just read you just part of it to show you how it works.
Please.
And I'm going to use my name, Kathleen. All right. And this is how it would go. It'd go, "Kathleen, I have searched you and known you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I discern your thoughts from afar. I search out your path and your lying down, and am acquainted with all your ways. Even before a word is on your tongue, Kathleen, I know it completely. I hem you in, Kathleen, behind and before, and lay my hand upon you." And you can go on.
How beautiful.
So much more powerful, you know, when you can personalize them that way. So in my book, I have all dozens of suggestions for how to go about reading the Psalms. I wish I could tell you all of them right now, but we don't have time, do we?
No, we don't. And I do want to say, sister, that I will collect the titles of any books that you want to refer us and our listeners to, and I'll post them in our show notes. And
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, try to help people to find some of your work. I'm afraid now that I have met you this way that I'm going to have to create a new budget item, which is books by Sister Kathleen.
Well, that would be much appreciated.
So any other books or study guides or anything else to recommend related to the Psalms?
I have a book that came out this year from 23rd Publications, and it's called The Catholic Way to Pray, and it includes the Psalms, you know, different ways to pray the Psalms, but it covers the gamut. You know, originally I wrote it as a booklet for RCIA people, so they understand the different ways we pray. It also has a companion for RCIA leaders to guide them through presenting prayer. And now, I think in January or February, another book for catechists, DREs, will be coming out to guide catechists in teaching prayer, again, using this basic book, The Catholic Way to Pray.
Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins has been Sister Kathleen Glavich, a sister of the Order of Notre Dame. Excuse my voice, sister. And are you on the internet or email or Facebook?
Yes, I am. Right. I have a website that my nephew set up for me. It's sisterkathleen.com, and it's all spelled out, SisterKathleen.com.
I've looked at that, and it's where I began to discover how prolific you are. God has really been doing an awesome work in you, and I'm hopeful that a lot of people will find your work and take advantage of it. Any other new media places? Are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything?
I'm also on Facebook, but not Twitter.
Okay. So I happened to find something that talked a little bit about the fact that you're not bound solely to the Cleveland area. What's going on with your travels?
Oh, you know, I told you I love to teach. And as a writer, you know, I'm teaching people through the word. But what gives me great joy is often I go out and give talks. I speak at diocesan conventions, the NCEA, that's a National Catholic Education Association. In fact, one year they had me give 3 different talks. In one convention. I also talk for parishes and give retreats and workshops for teachers. But right now, I'm very excited because I've been invited to go to Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the United Arab Emirates. And the Catholic mission diocese there includes 6 Arab countries. And every year in January, they call together the catechists from those countries for a 2-day religion conference. And I've been invited to come there and give the keynote address both days and then workshops in the afternoon and then hopefully travel to some of the countries and speak to groups of catechists there. I'm just praying that the blizzards don't keep me out, you know, from taking off from Cleveland and Chicago to get there at the end of January.
Our prayers will be with you for sure.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Sister Kathleen Glavich, an author, a teacher, an educator, a great gift to the church, and a great gift for spending time with us today on Catholic Vitamins. Sister, thank you so very much for this time, for your gentle approach to teaching, and I really hope that we can stay in touch.
Oh, that would be a joy for me. I would like to also share one quote from Dorothy Day, you know, the founder of the Catholic Workers Movement. She said once, "My strength returns to me with my morning cup of coffee and reading the Psalms."
Oh, wow.
My strength returns to me with my morning cup of coffee and reading the Psalms. So, you know, I hope that our listeners are able to share her love and enthusiasm for the Psalms. If they copy your New Year's resolution, and I want to tell you, you're inspiring me to take up that same resolution for the next year.
Thank you,
because
sister.
I've written about the Psalms, about them, but I would like to delve more into them. You know, they're called an unopened gift. So, you know, hopefully if I imitate you and take that as my New Year's resolution, I will open that gift.
Thank you, sister, so very much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome.
What a great joy it was to spend time with Sister Kathleen Glavich. I enjoyed her so much, and I sent her a later email that said that I think we're going to adopt her into our family.
You know, I would have loved it if she could have been one of our instructors when we did the Psalms, because she would have been very interesting also.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, friends, we have a bundle of Christmas gifts in the form of feedback, so let's get started, dear. First, something I posted on the internet caused a couple to respond. I got a Facebook message from Aaron Jylinski Tomlinson. That was, I think, the second, they were the second couple that I married. Aaron and Jason, do you remember when I married them at St. Malo Retreat Center outside of Estes Park? They were a wonderful couple. I've been just so blessed by their friendship and staying in touch with them. And she said, responding to greetings, "You too, Deacon Tom, thanks for being such an important part of our wedding. We're looking forward to getting back to Colorado sometime soon. It will always be in our hearts. And you guys are in our hearts. Congratulations on your new family."
Can I just throw something in there?
Sure.
You remember St. Malo was this small, intimate, beautiful little chapel. And you did several weddings there. And because it was so small, I never wanted to take up family and guest rooms. So I would hide out up in the little choir loft with the musicians.
And I remember, as I talked about love, often looking up to you. Do you remember that,
Dee? Yes, yes, I do.
And some of the things that I said as advice to the new bride and groom, I would look up and see if Dee was going to counteract what I was saying. I got, email from Tricia Baker. Do you remember Tricia?
Tricia was our guest on the Vitamin L 11 show.
She was our interview guest, and she says, "I hope everyone is doing well and having a wonderful New Year's celebration. Todd and I are delighted to announce that we're expecting our fifth baby in July. We're very excited about our new addition to our family and feel incredibly blessed. God has been very good to us. My pregnancy is going well, and I'm very happy to be entering my second trimester tomorrow."
Oh, I'm excited about that news, too.
I am. Tricia, dear heart, I want you to remember what I told you before, and that is that every completed interview comes with free babysitting from Deacon Tom and Dee.
Nobody's taken us up on it yet because it requires airfare. I have one here from our friend Stretch, back in Colorado. His real name is Jim, and he was in our parish back there, and we told him about our podcast when we were just back there at Thanksgiving time, and he said that he listened to Vitamin O on Sunday, December 27th. It was great, and that was the one where you talked to the vocations director up in Wyoming, and Jim said that the openness that Deacon Dan, who was our classmate, had was really something to be admired. I wanted to know how many cars he went through in those 4 years of travel back and forth. And he also wanted to make a guess at the P vitamin, and he wanted to know if it was plants, P-L-A-N-T-S. "As a seed is planted in nature and fertilized, God plants a seed in us to be fertilized and grown by our faith. At the end of our life, the fig tree either has fruit that is full, partially shriveled, or no fruit at all, depending on how well we fertilize."
Ask if he was paying attention to the clues.
Wow, was he ever, huh?
Good, going, Jim. Thanks for trying.
And thanks for listening. And I also had one here from Oh, gosh, who is this from? Oh, I'm sorry. Sound, Mind, and Spirit, our friend Lisa. And she said earlier in the week, or no, Shelley, earlier in the week when Lisa and I talked about our blog post for this week, we both mentioned that we'd been working on a post about joy. She started hers after listening to Deacon Tom and Dee talk about vitamin J, joy, on their podcast. I thought that was neat.
That's neat. It's nice to stay in touch with you sisters. And speaking of staying in touch, we've had some voice feedback.
Hello, Deacon Tom and Dee. This is Mary from Minnesota. However, I'm not in Minnesota. I am in Arizona. I just wanted to call and leave a message. I don't know the Scrabble word. I'm a little behind on my podcasts. And I just wanted to call and say hello and that I'm getting some sun rays and it's nice. God bless, and I hope everything goes well with everyone's health. And that's all. Have a great day, and maybe we'll see you later. Maybe not. Bye-bye.
Well, Mary in Minnesota is not in Minnesota. In fact, she's only a couple hours away from us. And we talked to her last week, and if at all possible, we would like to try to get together and meet her in person, but we're not sure that that's going to happen. So we'll let you know if it does.
Part of it is because I have bronchitis, which I'm trying to get over. And I also have scheduled knee surgery, and I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
That may get postponed because of your other illness. Right. We don't know.
Well, I got some other feedback. A fellow named Peter Green sent some words from Iowa. Great podcast, Deacon Tom and Dee. Super interview subjects. Thank you, Pete, or Peter. And a lovely lady who homeschools 5 children, has a husband doing 2 jobs, and he's just been accepted to get started with deacon formation. Her name is Easter Almuena. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she and I have exchanged some mails, and she says, "Hello, Deacon Tom. God's joy, peace, and blessings. So glad we have Facebook. God's children are able to connect. My husband was recently accepted into the deacon formation in our diocese. It starts next weekend, so thanks for making yourself visible on Facebook. It is very encouraging."
I have one here from Christine Ebert, and she was our vitamin N winner for guessing that particular vitamin. And she says, "My husband frequently does the cooking." So she must have been responding to something you posted. "Although I usually do the holiday Thanksgiving right through the new year, food and treats." And then she says, "I received a package from you yesterday," whenever she wrote this, and said, "Thank you so much for the CD and the beautifully written card. Merry Christmas to you and Dee." She was responding to the gift that we sent her for being the N winner. And she also sent in a guess for P. She thought it was peace, P-E-A-C-E. And I just wanted to give a shout out here to Mike Kuiper, who is such a faithful listener. He and Denise and some of the other friends, they get together and on Skype and get together on the internet and listen to podcasts together. And he quite often mentions our podcast. And I wanted to thank you, Mike, for your faithful listenership.
Speaking of podcasts, I got a message from Daniel Smirkowski. "Just wanted to say that I enjoy your podcast, Catholic Vitamins. I find spiritual nourishment from your kind words. Keep up the great work with the podcast. God bless, Daniel." And then I got a second bit of information, and that is that he has started another podcast, A Conversation with Dan and Rye, 2 cousins living in different parts of the United States. They describe it as a discussion show with topics including technology, movies and TV shows, pod-safe music, news, and anything else on their minds. So it's called A Conversation with Dan and Rye. You might give a listen to that.
And Daniel's other podcast is Photocast. And some of you may know about that one because he's had that one out for a while. And one last feedback I have here is from somebody named Jaron, who sent a Facebook message into you and said, "Thanks and blessings. Deacon Tom, let me just say that I found your website and it's added quite the zest to my faith practice. You taught me a good thing or two. Thanks, Jared.
Well, Dee, we have had a show about the Psalms. I hope I live up to my own resolution and do some work and meditation on the Psalms this year. I hope a few people will be called to participate and get into the Psalms, which again are called the gymnasium of the soul. Our faith is grafted onto the Jewish faith. You've heard that before?
Yes.
That means our faith practice and a lot of the things we do come from Jewish origins. And one of the things about the Psalms is they speak very frankly. Sometimes they're very tender, very loving. Sometimes they've got chutzpah. You know what chutzpah is? You know what chutzpah
yes.
are?
Yes.
Well, here, Father John Putka, a friend from the University of Dayton, sent me just today the definition or the essence of chutzpah. So for our Vita Humor, can I do Vita Humor this time?
Yes, we haven't done it in a while.
A little old lady sold pretzels on a street corner for 25 cents each. Every day, a young man would leave his office building at lunchtime. As he passed the pretzel stand, he would leave her a quarter, but never take a pretzel. This went on for more than 3 years. The two of them never spoke. One day, as the young man passed the old lady's stand and left his quarter as usual, the pretzel lady spoke to him for the first time. Without blinking an eye, she said, "They're 35 cents now." All right, we'll be back in a moment.
I want to do a shout out to my new Facebook friends. I've got Barb, Vinny, Patricia, Charlene, and I also have Don and Carlos over on SQPN Connect.
Where am I here? Oh,
you're right there.
Sarah Anderson, Deb Butler, Randy Beeler, Kate Wicker. Hey, Kate. And Bishop Harold Faust. Somebody named Jean Baptism, Dee Mongo, and Priest Theodosius Walker, and Stephanie Hartman. Thank you so very much for your outreach on Facebook. I've also got Pam and Aiden Go. Dear, what are we going to do to wrap up?
I have a Vitaminute.
Okay.
And it has to do with New Year's. And again, it's from my favorite Catherine Doherty daily calendar. And this was the one that was posted for December 31st. I wish the coming new year be a year of growth in faith. For as you grow in faith, you will grow in love and surrender to God. And that is really all that matters.
What are we doing for Vita Scrabble this time?
Vita Scrabble. Our next vitamin is Q. Can you believe we're up to Q already? Mm. God. Vitamin Q will have 5 letters. Starts with Q and ends in T.
And I'll give the tease about what that's about. If you can guess that vitamin.
I bet you I can guess what the very first guess will be.
Right.
I'm not going to tell.
All right. If you guess what that Catholic vitamin is, starts with Q, ends with T, if you're correct, you'll receive the unique, legendary, world-famous Catholic sweet treat, because our faith is a sweet gift from God, and we'll find a prize like a CD or a book to include with it.
And if people want to know about those sweet treats, they could just go over to our Catholic Life podcast and listen to the last one.
You're giving away the secret. Okay, all right.
You have a book to review.
Or yeah.
We have a book to review.
Well, let's see. My big book of Catholic Bible stories. This came to us from the publisher.
Tommy Nelson.
Yeah.
Nelson, Tommy Nelson Publishers. Thomas Nelson Publishers.
And Heidi Hess Saxton, someone that we've met through the internet and through the Catholic New Media Celebration, is responsible for this book. It's a beautiful-looking book oriented towards young people and great pictures in it. I've got some reading ahead of this, but I intend to review this and probably try to do a column or a review on Catholic vitamins My big book of Catholic Bible stories. Looks wonderful.
And now, before we close, I just want to say that if anybody wants to give us some feedback, please call us on our feedback line at 206-350-3789, or you can email us at catholicvitamins@gmail.com. And again, a New Year present, go over to iTunes and give us a review and a rating. It helps us bump up a little bit in the ranks.
We did have some people that responded as gifts to us at the first of the year. Thank you.
And we got a few new friends on our friends Facebook page, right? Friends of Catholic Vitamins Facebook page, which I still am saying that we're going to do some more work on.
I know. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us in 2010. We hope that you continue to find some benefit, blessing, and faith growth in Catholic Vitamins.
Join me in prayer that Tom gets over this bronchitis and that he can go through with his knee surgery as planned.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Blessings.
Bye.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.